Proclamation number 1472 of 15th of June, 1940. Exploring the God being God's will. Seek and ye shall find. Every thought, which is meant for the God being, will lead up. Nothing is arbitrary when man's spirit is concerned with God, but then the will has become active to strive up. The will must be used before. The thoughts must be directed towards the all-dominating power of a being, which is still incomprehensible to man. Therefore the will must become active to grasp this incomprehensible, and he must send his spirit for this into regions where enlightenment becomes available to him about the questions which occupy him. But the desire for it will be differently strong, and this is the explanation why also the wanting to penetrate into deepest truth produces the most different successes. Why therefore the results of those wanting to know God are not always the same. Many a man is content to know that there is an eternal divinity, while others seek to fathom it and desire nothing more than to get fullest enlightenment about this problem. These will also get enlightenment because every demanding thought will be fulfilled by the light beings, which stand in knowledge and therefore are allowed to instruct man through mental transmissions of their knowledge. The more therefore man seeks truth, the more detailed it will be offered to him, but without enlightenment the Heavenly Father never leaves his earth's child desiring light. To recognize the eternal divinity in its highest perfection, the state of greatest maturity belongs, which the being on earth does not reach, however such is given to man desiring light, so that his spiritual state becomes more mature and it is therefore possible for him to find understanding for all divine work. And so he is therefore slowly introduced into the knowledge about God, loving him towards this God, being love but is power. And so the power now goes to him to be able to solve deeper and deeper problems about the eternal divinity. To a certain extent he is given the ability to recognize that what is the origin of all life. Seek and ye shall find. God himself gives us the promise that every search for truth will be successful. Knock and it shall be opened. Unto you, we must desire truth to be able to receive it because God opens his ear to every voice which penetrates up to him out of the deep and gives to man what he asks for in spiritual relationship. God wants that the thoughts of men are meant for him. He wants that light becomes for them in the darkness of spirit. Therefore he will also guide men so that they come closer to this light. He has given men the ability to think about the most different problems. He will therefore leave no question unanswered, which is meant for his divine nature. Because light and truth is what earth beings lack, but God, as eternal truth, wants to spread light everywhere, and he just wants to see the desire awakened in man for exactly this light. Then it flows to him in all fullness. He himself speaks to the earth's child standing in the desire for truth and enlightens it. He makes himself known. He helps the weak earth being by him seeking to explain everything to him comprehensibly and therefore his spirit is open to the reception of deepest divine truth. He gives man the power to grasp divine wisdom. He thereby increases the desire, and man is introduced into the knowledge about divine being, as far as it is beneficial for earth time, because God wants that men recognize him. He wants that they seek to investigate him. He wants that men desire pure truth, then he imparts all wisdom to them. Amen.